Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Rachel.
Yes.
What line of dialogue is E.T. famous for?
E.T. phone home.
Thank goodness. I'm so glad you got that one.
Me too.
Wow. I thought for a second that you weren't going to get it because you looked like you were thinking before you said it. But mm-hmm. then you did. Mm-hmm. You came up with it.
I saw it in theaters when I was 4.
You remember it clearly from when you were 4? Are you
yes,
sure?
But I've also seen it since then.
Great. All right, everybody, check us out at Six Unseemly on all social media and unseemlyquestions.com.
Six Unseemly Questions!
Welcome to Six Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Varnado. This is my sidekick, Rachel Teichman. We have a great contestant on the show today. Put your hands together for Zenobia Dale Marr. All right, woo-hoo! Round of applause.
Hello.
Hey, Zenobia.
It's me.
Welcome to the show.
Hi. How's it?
It's good so far. It's pretty good. We also have a wonderful studio audience today. It's Simeon Goodson. Woo! And Bill Dawes.
Yay.
Those two.
Welcome. So, Zenobia, I am going to tell you how the show works. I'm going to get started. I'm going to ask you 6 unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I'll ring a bell if I like your answer, like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I will not ring the bell, and I'll tell you why. Regardless of how many bells you get at the end of the show, I will decide whether or not it's worth giving you 5 whole dollars for your appearance on the show.
Snazzy.
Are you ready?
Ooh, big money, big money, big money.
Spin the wheel.
It's time for question number one. Question number one is a very easy question. Who's your favorite cartoon character?
Favorite cartoon character. I like Hank Hill.
Hank Hill.
I like Hank Hill, yeah.
That's true. He is technically a cartoon character. Although, you know, I think that when I think of cartoon characters, I think less, the more a cartoon character actually looks like a real drawing of a human, the less I think of them.
Yeah.
Are you getting cartoon characters
right now?
He's very
human.
Yeah, he looks pretty human. What did you say, Rachel? What was your question?
I asked if you're gatekeeping cartoon characters right now.
I'm trying to think of an alternative now.
I don't speak new age. I don't even
don't
know what you
millennial?
Mean at all. No, I don't get it. I don't get what you were saying. I don't speak millennial. Sorry, go ahead, Zenobia.
I feel like other cartoon characters are kind of like jerky and like some of them that are entertaining, like Tom and Jerry, they're both assholes. But like King of the Hill, I identify with him a lot, but maybe that's the point because he's more like a person. But I mean, I really don't have a second. It's King of the Hill. It's him and Bobby Hill.
There you go. I think that it's a good choice. I mean, it's not a cartoon character that I would pick, but I think it's a good choice. So I'm going to give you
that.
There you go.
Oh, hell yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. It's working so far.
Now it's time for question number 2. But before we do that, can you tell people out there what you do?
I am a comic. I am a straight up live stand up comic. Live mic and a stage is all I need. Other than that, I do pet sitting and home care when I'm not on stage, but don't tell anybody that.
I will not. Between you, me, and people
and
who listen
internet.
To the podcast.
The thousands of millions. That's what I do.
Now it is time for question number 2. Question number 2. What position do you sleep in?
Heisman Trophy.
Heisman Trophy.
It's there was a street fighter who did the kick too. It's like on the side, leg kind of up, arm kind of under the pillow. That's the way I sleep. So like semi side.
Oh, you're like almost in like a running position.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's good for the back. It feels good. My titties feel okay in that section. That's the way we like to sleep. Because on your back, it's supposed to be really bad for the respiratory. So I like the side. That's what they say.
I didn't know that. I feel like when I was younger, I used to sleep in a more running like position, and now I kind of just sleep like splayed out like I'm dead.
I sleep doggy
like
style.
Like backwards.
See, that's the joke I made before we started recording. I said I sleep in reverse cowgirl.
What? It... So upright? That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, that doesn't. Great minds, I guess, huh? Bill and Rachel, what great
Bill
minds.
Bill and I are like in sync right now. We're like twins.
Yeah, you're in an enclosed space and you have to sleep upright. Okay.
I sleep missionary.
All right, all right, I'm gonna say no bell. No
Damn
bell.
It.
I'll tell you why. It's because somehow the positions that we sleep in turned into sex positions and that wasn't the point. So no bell.
See, I didn't
I know
do
it's
that,
not your fault,
you
but it is what it's Rachel. What happened.
Damn it. Okay.
Simeon.
I'll take the L.
All right, now it is time for question number three. Question number three. Would you be useful if we were stranded in the wilderness?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, how so?
I am what my friend Alex has called a natural scavenger. And that means I find useful shit all the time. Money,
okay.
Cash, metro cards, food. Like, I'm a natural scavenger, and I have a logistical engineer sort of mind where it's like, well, let's make this into that. So absolutely, I've thought about this. That's why I live in New England. When the end times come and I gotta go up to Maine, I'm putting on my boots and I'm going to live with the hippies and a good water and a good weed.
All right, well,
that was a very extensive answer.
Yeah, not only that, you're very confident about it.
Yeah, I know,
like,
that
you're
one.
Confident about how useful you would be in the wilderness.
Yeah, I am. That I got.
And when you said natural scavenger, at first I thought you were like, or like, you know, you're saying like a raccoon, but then you're like, but you're good at scavenging rather than a natural scavenger is what I, but you know what, that was my confusion, so I'm gonna give you a bell.
Okay, I just want to say she said she would be helpful in the woods, and then she was like, I can find cash. So I don't know
how helpful
she's going to be. Right, right. Like, I don't know what we're going to do with cash and metro cards in the woods. But
I feel like what she's saying is that her natural scavenger ability would translate to wherever she was going to be. Like, if you're in an urban area, then it's cash.
Okay.
If you're in a non-urban area. That's what I feel like she was saying.
Yeah.
Simeon, I think you're what we call a hater.
Right. I am a hater. I'm very much a hater. I don't think she deserves that bell. I don't need cash in the woods.
Zenobia, I support you.
I don't want somebody with a bunch of cash hanging out with me in the woods.
Well, when my friend Alex called me a natural scavenger, I didn't find cash. I found a peach in perfect condition. So that's different.
That sounds awful.
Did you eat it?
I didn't eat it. But, you know.
All right.
Useful in the wilderness. Come on, man.
Who doesn't love a street peach?
Sweet it street peach.
It is now
peach.
Time for question number four. Yes, that'll be a hit. It's now time for question number four. Okay. Question number four. How much coaxing would it take for you to put an egg in your butt?
Why would I put an egg in my butt? How much cash would it take for me to put an egg in my butt is the question. I need logistics.
Yeah, how much cash would it take for you to put an egg in your butt?
Okay, an egg is, you know, it's
soft-boiled, hard-boiled, with the shell, without the shell.
Now, I'm just going to go with the raw egg. It's harmless if it cracks. I can lube it up. I'm sure it could probably fit with not too much of an issue. So I'd say if you gave me $1,000, I'd stick a grain in my ass for like 3 minutes and then crush it and then go take a shower.
See, this is exactly the conversation we had before we started recording.
I feel like $1,000 is attainable.
The raw egg. I also argued for the raw egg.
I feel like you can crowdsource that.
No, wait, I can fucking $1,000 pays my rent and gives me a quarter of weed. That's fucking great
is
for me.
Is the shell on, though? That's the big question. Because if it's
she said raw. She said it's a raw egg. It's just a raw shelled egg.
I will.
You break the shell and the shell shards.
I'm not putting a scrambled egg up my ass, Bill.
I prefer a scrambled egg.
No bell. Okay, it's time for question number five. Question number five. Do you have a favorite rap lyric?
Oh, yes. Freaking Red Man, Richie Noble, Lifestyle is my favorite lyric ever. It's on a song that he does with Method Man. I think the song is called You. Mm-hmm. And it's like the verse comes back and he just says, Lifestyle. And that to me is like my favorite shit ever. Because it's so hard. It's so comprehensive. It's like, you, your wife, what you do, what you love, what you all, your lifestyle. I love it. Love it. And it's two words, your lifestyle. Reggie Noble.
That's Isn't it. That three words?
Yes, I am drunk. It is three words.
Are you doing math, Victor? Are you doing math again?
Oh, no.
Kettle One don't go with math and Reggie Noble.
No, you're doing. You're doing
well, poorly. I mean, it wasn't like.
I didn't think this was the kind of game show you could do bad at, but.
The math that I was doing was a very different kind of math than yours was semantic, yeah. And mine was like. No, mine was totally like, right. Hey, that was he's not, totally right. You said, that was not two. You said two, it wasn't two.
No, touche, totally. That was totally true. But yeah, that's my favorite rap lyric. I got a couple, but that's the one that I was recently listening to, and I was like, I love it.
All right, I'm going to so say much. Nobel because it is three words and not two.
All of that, and I lose for a Freudian slip. I hate it here.
That is not Freudian either.
I hate it here. Did I lose my next bell? Damn it, Victor.
No, you didn't lose your next bell. You still have a chance. You still have a chance to get the next bell for question number six.
All right, let's try.
Question number six. Are you good at any sports?
No.
No?
No.
Have you tried
not at all.
Sports? Have you aspired to be good at sports?
I mean, the only time I really did sports was when I had to, like in gym class and stuff, and when uh-huh. it was like camp and things, and like they were like, "You're black, play basketball," and I was like, "I can't." They were like, "You're black, run." I was like, "I can't unless you're chasing me. I'm just not good at it. Uh-huh. I'm just really not. I know how to ride a bike. I ride a bike fantastically for freaking convenience and travel. I'm very good at not dying on that. But like, I don't.
What about
dribble,
power?
I don't volley. Are you saying that because you're, you know, Pell Bottoms have a difference over us, goddammit, Bill. I don't think it's not a sport. That's just a hobby.
What? Okay, you two. All right. You know, if you two want to meet on your own later, that's fine. okay, you know what? No bell.
This is,
you know, I'm trying to. My show is respectful. Okay?
It's so fun to ruin someone's bell.
My That's show is respectful.
I've ruined so many bells in shows,
Trey. That was so funny. I don't even mind that I missed it.
Everyone, okay, fine. You've answered all six questions. Thank you for that. Now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5, Zenobia.
Okay.
But before we do that, can you tell people out there where to find you?
I'm in New England. Tomorrow I'm going to be in Charlestown. I'm hosting for Mike Racine, which is going to be super dope. Love him. I'm on IG at Zenobia Del Mar. I'm on Facebook at Zenobia D Mar because my old account got hacked. So,
oh.
Yeah. It got hacked and locked. I lost a lot of shit on that. I ain't happy about it, but you know. I mean, those are pretty much the only two socials I do, and then I'm on stage.
All right.
That's where I be at.
Okay, check her out. Zenobia Del Mar. Tomorrow with Mike Racine. By the time this is published, it will have been in the past. Hopefully you have a time machine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Zenobia, it's time to decide whether or not you get $5. As always, we canvass the room. Simeon, what do you think? Should Zenobia get $5 for her appearance on the show?
No, he hates me.
You know, I think she just did. I think she did so poorly that she like looped back around to get the $5. I think she just like hit the bottom so hard that her body bounced, her lifeless body bounced back up to the top
Jesus
of the mountain,
Christ.
And she should subsequently receive the $5. Yes,
by all means. I think I should be mad.
He's an advocate for you getting $5. Also, throwing out quite the shade. A lot of shade.
That's not even. shade. That's just hate.
Zenobia, he said he was a hater earlier. He was just like,
right.
He's not breaking form at all.
I got to keep it consistent.
Oh, well, okay.
All right. all right. What do you think, Bill? Should Zenobia get $5 for appearance on the show?
Well, let me see. We can't see her face, so that's already.
I'm still here. One.
Strike two. She doesn't know how many. She doesn't know the number of things that are, like words and stuff like that. She didn't answer my question about power. Number three, but I think she should have $5.
Rachel, what do you think? Should Zenobia get $5 for her appearance on the show?
Yeah.
Well, I can't say no to Zenobia.
That's my buddy.
You just said no.
But I didn't say no.
Listen.
Let's go with this last
awful.
Opinion and say
all right,
yes.
So Zenobia, I'm going to ask you, you're the last person. What do you think? Should you get $5 for your appearance on the show?
I think so, because I can buy half a burrito with that. Just half now, because it's $9.95. So, yes.
I assumed you would just find the other half.
I'm not eating a burrito I find along the side of the street.
You know what, Zenobia? I'm going to say, yes, you do get $5 for your appearance on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have to find it. Yeah.
Great job. All right.
Cash locking face.
Okay, there we go. All right, so Zenobia, you're a great guest.
Thank
you so much. We just have to wrap up the show. Yeah. Rachel, what did you learn from this week's show?
I learned how to scramble an egg with my butthole.
Oh!
Rachel.
Finally.
What? You know you have to edit that.
What? Why?
You don't have to bleep it, but you have to edit that in your life. Oh, you know, you got to edit who you are. Everybody, check us out at 6 Unseemly on all social media and unseemlyquestions.com.
A podcast network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.